Imagine waking up tomorrow with the ability to transform any negative experience into a positive one, not through forced optimism, but through genuinely seeing situations differently. This power to reframe reality forms the heart of Richard Bandler's groundbreaking work. While most of us remain trapped in rigid interpretations of events, Bandler reveals that meaning isn't fixed in stone. It's fluid, malleable, and entirely within our control. This revolutionary insight has quietly transformed therapy, business, and personal development worldwide, influencing everyone from Tony Robbins to corporate training at Google and Microsoft. The ancient Taoist story of the farmer illustrates this perfectly. When his horse runs away, neighbors offer sympathy, but he merely replies, "Maybe." When the horse returns with two wild horses, they congratulate him. Maybe. When his son breaks his leg trying to ride one, it seems unfortunate, until conscription officers reject the son for military service because of his injury. The farmer's consistent maybe demonstrates profound wisdom. No event carries inherent meaning, only the meaning we assign to it. What appears as misfortune one moment might reveal itself as blessing in another. The frame we choose literally creates the reality we experience. Reframing comes in two powerful varieties: changing meaning or changing context. Meaning reframing keeps the situation constant but transforms its implications. A compulsive cleaner found relief when footprints on her carpet were reframed from "evidence of being a bad housewife" to "signs that loved ones are nearby." The footprints remained unchanged, only their emotional significance transformed. Context reframing maintains the meaning but places the behavior in a different setting where it becomes valuable. When a father complained about his daughter's stubbornness, Virginia Satir helped him see this trait as valuable tenacity that would protect his daughter in dangerous situations later. The effectiveness of any reframe depends on creativity and expressiveness. For someone who says, "I'm too impatient," meaning reframing might respond, "You have high standards and expect efficiency." Context reframing might offer, "That impatience makes you incredibly productive when deadlines loom." Successful reframes produce visible physiological changes, muscle relaxation, skin flushing, pupil dilation, indicating the new perspective has been integrated. Content reframing creates pattern interruptions that allow new understanding to emerge. One powerful technique involves reversing presuppositions, like responding, "Gee, we must be missing a lot," to a blind person complaining about others not understanding blindness. These unexpected responses disrupt fixed thinking patterns. How you frame a proposed behavior dramatically impacts receptiveness. With a sexually inhibited client, Bandler asked her to imagine something outrageous she would never do, allowing her to consider it without resistance. The next day, she surprised her husband by wrapping herself in cellophane with a red ribbon. People often resist behaviors within their comfort zone, but can safely contemplate impossible behaviors outside those boundaries. Reframing isn't just turning negatives into positives. Sometimes the opposite is needed. An overconfident but incompetent person might benefit from having confidence reframed as dangerous overconfidence. The key is finding the perspective that creates useful change, not simply making everything sound positive. In sales, professionals transform perceived negatives into compelling positives. When customers object to a car being racy and frivolous, salespeople acknowledge the concern, then reframe those qualities as safety features. Quick acceleration becomes a means of avoiding dangerous situations. Sport-tuned suspension translates to better control in emergencies. For price objections, reframing positions expensive vehicles as superior investments. You can't afford to buy a cheap car because premium vehicles maintain their value while cheaper alternatives depreciate rapidly. A $40,000 car retaining 60% of its value after 5 years may cost less than a $25,000 car worth nothing in the same time frame. Small reframes can transform family dynamics too. One clean freak mother's relationship with her family changed when footprints on the carpet were reframed from "my family is careless" to "the people I love are active in our home." Within weeks, she became as skilled at expressing appreciation as she had been at criticizing, creating a more positive home environment. Internal conflicts typically stem from two or more parts in tension, each serving valid but competing functions. When thoughts of going outside intrude on your study session, it's not simply procrastination. It's two legitimate parts, work and play, needing better coordination. The negotiation process involves three phases: identification, discovery, and mediation. First, identify the conflicting parts clearly, like a perfectionist part demanding flawless work versus a creative part needing freedom. Second, understand each part's positive function. The perfectionist ensures quality, while the creative enables innovation. Finally, facilitate communication between parts to find compromise. For example, a worry part that disrupts conversations might agree to express concerns during designated reflection times instead. This approach works particularly well for paradoxical problems where direct effort produces contrary results, such as insomnia, trying to sleep keeps you awake, procrastination, pressure triggers resistance, or stage fright, attempting to control nervousness intensifies it. Sometimes a person simply lacks an organized part to perform a needed behavior. It's like being placed in an airplane cockpit. You might be perfectly calm with no interfering emotions, yet still unable to fly because you haven't developed those skills. Most education and training creates these new behavioral parts. When creating a new part, we must design it for specific outcomes, not just behaviors. People naturally organize themselves into contextual roles, behaving differently with spouses versus colleagues to achieve different results. The critical first step is identifying the need and translating that into a clear outcome, while ensuring the new part won't conflict with existing parts. Building parts is appropriate for developing abilities someone never possessed: coordination skills, social abilities, motivation to explore risks, pitch recognition for singing, assertiveness, or feeling comfortable in any environment. Unlike reframing existing parts, building new parts creates entirely new functions where none existed before. Reframing recognizes that behaviors often persist beyond their original purpose. It identifies desired outcomes and designs new behaviors to achieve them, while ensuring compatibility with one's system of needs, values, and relationships. Full integration occurs when appropriate behaviors become available in any context, allowing generative responses to changing conditions. This requires balanced boundaries, like helping someone overcome fear of heights while maintaining rational caution around genuine dangers. Reframing offers perspectives that naturally make more sense than problematic viewpoints. Rather than forcing change through willpower, it reveals alternatives aligned with deeper values. The art lies in finding the minimal intervention that catalyzes change while respecting the wisdom in current coping strategies. In a world where circumstances often feel beyond our control, reframing offers liberation. The realization that while we may not control events, we always control their meaning. This perspective shift unlocks extraordinary freedom. Start today by taking one challenging situation and asking, "What else might this mean?" Your reality transforms the moment you change the frame through which you view it.